Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. Doug loves movies.
This is where I get really jealous of musicians, because someone, if I was in a band, someone would have run in and done that for me. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug. Get ready. And I love movies. This is Doug Loves Screaming. That was awesome. I love being screamed at. Coming to you for the first time ever from Oklahoma Contemporary Center for the Arts in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on Saturday, June 28th, Doug Benson Day. Here we go. Say it with me if you know it. 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead, Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, A Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos, World's End of Watchmen. Let me see your name tags, Oklahoma City. I had a feeling this would be a good selection from which my guests tonight get to choose. Some pretty awesome things. John with the Wind. And I am in some sort of embrace with, what's his name, Rhett Butler. frankly, Doug, I don't give a damn. That was kind of Bane-ish, wasn't it? There's a Bane in the front row.
Frankly, Dark Knight, I don't take a seat and take control of your life. You, yes, crawl back into the shadows. I was born there. It's slippery.
So that's awesome that a guy with a Bane mask brought Urban Cowboy and. And John Travolta's got a... Can you stand up and show the whole crowd the poster? John Travolta has a Bane mask on. Urbane cowboy. Well, I don't... I don't make the decisions about the name tags, but I appreciate you guys bringing good ones, and we'll see what happens. go ahead and turn off your lights. Turn off your hard light. All right, so I got some more things to say. Austin, Texas, Doug Loves Movies comes to the Cap City Comedy Club next Saturday. No, that's a stand-up show, Doug. Well, why'd you write down Doug Loves Movies? Because you were high. that's stand-up on Saturday, July 5th at 4:20. And then St. Louis, I'm doing stand-up at the Firebird on Monday, July 7th. And Oklahoma City, who here at this show is coming back for the stand-up comedy show later tonight? Thank you. That's awesome. I think there's a couple more seats still available if anybody loves this so much. Most of you will be like, oh, we have tickets for both. It's going to be an exhausting night. But I will spoil it right now. The three guests on the show are also going to do stand-up comedy on the show later tonight. So that's going to be a chance to watch everybody cut loose without me interrupting with my games. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. This is one by me, Doug Benson, on Twitter. I tweeted, Andrew Dice Clay is huge in Norway, but over there they call him Fjord Fairlane. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about fjords. San Francisco, celebrate Dabs Day, July 10th with me at Cobb's Comedy Club. And Sacramento, 2 weeks from today, July 12th, I'm doing a 4:20 stand-up show at the Punchline. All my dates, deets, and links are douglovesmovies.com. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Let's see what kind of crazy stuff people brought in. I know I brought some pretty good items, and I know it's a pretty heavy bag. There's a copy of the film Almost Famous. Woo! Yes, it's not going to be, Kate Hudson. the latest copy, latest issue of Entertainment Weekly. It's really new. It's a really new one. It's got the whole Mad Max thing in it. I thought it was pretty exciting. And then there's the CD. And oh, I got this when I was on At Midnight the other day. They give everybody that's on there, no matter what place you finish in, they give you a Bananagrams. Yeah! Yeah, the anagram game that will drive you bananas. So somebody's going to get that. It just feels like a bag full of Scrabble tiles to me. That's pretty much the game, right? Somebody brought Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. I don't think Elton John's gonna ever be on the show. Oh, this is cool, a $1 off at Golden Corral. It's a golden buck. It's gonna cost you $1 less to stick your head underneath that chocolate fountain. Just go nuts. And coming up here on Monday, July 14th in Oklahoma City at this very venue, the Oklahoma Contemporary, Mick Foley is going to be doing a show. Yeah, good for him. It says it's at 7:30, and I bet you it will actually start at 7:30 because you don't want him mad backstage. Me, I'm like, what, another half hour to get high? Great. Let's do this. Okay, there's like a couple more movies. Madison and, oh, Frequency. So they're both two Jim Caviezel classics. And copies of Gateway Doug and Gateway Doug 2. And Graham Elwood couldn't be here. It's the first of the, I've been here 5 years in a row now. And this is the first time Graham wasn't able to come to me because he's busy making Earbuds, the podcast documentary. So I brought a Team Graham shirt for somebody to win tonight. And I think that's everything, but we'll see what else pops up when they get out here. Please give a big warm welcome to Jeff Tate, Cameron Buchholz, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Thank you, Oklahoma. Yeah. Please be seated.
Wow.
Now that's Pollock's joke.
Right. People were really standing though.
They really were.
You ruined your own thing with that.
That was for me, who you guys see every week, right? Like that was why you guys were so excited. No, okay.
Well, let's ride that wave. Let's start with a big round of applause, everybody, for Cameron Buchholz is here. And
hello!
This would never have happened without him, because he was a young man with a dream when he thought, I'm going to get Doug Benson to come to Oklahoma City and do a show. And then I did come to do a show. And then the state, at the prodding of one of the promoters of the show,
yes,
got the governor to give me a day, like Doug Benson Day.
Brad Henry, mind you, not Mary Fallon.
Yeah, it's been 5 years now.
Yeah, so back when we had a not horrible person running this fine state.
There you go. I can't argue with that. I mean, somebody gives me a day, I'm on their team for the rest of...
So, and now we're stuck with you.
So now I just want, June 28th, I insist on doing a show here, and I'm glad you guys showed up, because I'm going to do it anyway, even if you don't. And I appreciate the support.
I think 20 years from now, it's just going to be me and you hanging out in this room. And it's just going to be... Remember when...
I'm not going to let that happen, Cameron. No, Cameron. Also here on this stage. Jeff Tate, everybody. Jeff Tate is here.
Hello. Good evening, Oklahoma.
We've been on a crazy two-city tour together.
Yeah.
Where one of the cities, he was already just there. And then, yeah. We had a whole day off in between. I went to Kings Island and rode rides, and it was sweet.
I don't like that amusement park name because it's not immediately recognizable as an amusement park. Like, it sounds like you just went to the beach.
Hey, that's also an amusement park in Cincinnati. There's one called The Beach. It's right across from Kings Island.
I like that the...
I like that your complaint is you don't recognize the name of a thing in a town you're not from or in or ever been to.
True.
Hey, what the fuck is Carnegie Hall? Does it sound like a deli?
And how do I get there? How do I get to Carnegie Hall? And lastly, but not leastly, Sam Levine, you guys, got in an aeroplane from Los Angeles. To be here and to surprise the heck out of you guys.
Come on.
Hello.
So I think this is going to be a pretty fun panel. I think everybody knows their way around not only the Leonard Maltin game, but the other games that might pop up along the way. But you know, I got to ask everybody before we get too deep into it if they've been to the movies lately. And if the sound of my microphone is just bugging me, or if it's weird to everyone.
It is not weird to me.
Okay, good.
I can tell you that.
Good acoustics for the guy on the other end.
And I have been to the movies a bunch recently.
Oh, please.
I saw A Million Ways to Die at the West in the box office. Uh-huh. And I also saw Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Look at this service right here.
Wow, how about that?
It's impressive.
Very, very nice. Oh, yeah, I got one too. when I'm trying to host and they bring me stuff, it's like a magic trick because it's there 1 second and then the next second. I mean, it's not, you know what I meant.
Oh, and then at home I watched Jack Ryan Shadow Recruit.
How did that work out?
You know, my expectations were very low, so I was pleasantly surprised.
I'm surprised you even remembered you saw it. Like, that's how forgettable that movie is.
Wow.
Like, I enjoyed it while I was watching it, and then the second it was done, it left my brain entirely.
You don't have to raise your hand. You're so polite. Just jump in there. Just jump in.
I like that movie. These two fucking film nerds didn't get it.
Yeah. I feel like... Chris Pine has the charisma of like a wet rag. Like,
yeah, like a really charismatic rag. Like a super handsome, charismatic.
I like him as Kirk in the Star Treks.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
As far as shitty Kevin Costner movies this year, 3 Days to Kill was way better.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It's Luc Besson, and it's very like mid-90s action movie.
All right.
Okay.
I'll check that out on...
Somebody snorted at my take on 3 Days to Kill.
What's... It was pretty rough. We did an interruption of it out in Los Angeles, and it was tough sledding. Who brought the Jim Caviezel double?
That would be me, because JC is my boy.
All right.
By the way, Jim Caviezel, who I know, calls himself JC. And why the fuck wouldn't he? Yeah. Those are his initials.
Did he start before or after he played
Christ? Before. Before. That's how he signs his texts.
He signs his text. Does he not know the
not
the
all
phone
of
tells
them.
You?
He signs some of them.
Does he just always get new burner phones so he has to tell you who's fucking texting you this time? Caviezel's on the run, you guys.
If I were him and I was giving an autograph, I'd write Caviezel for Sheezel.
And I wouldn't sign my name. I only sign texts. If you ask for an autograph, I'll write that thing, and there's my album.
You brought a copy of it. Just Another Clown is your new album, and it comes out on July 8th.
Yeah. JC for short.
Before the street date, people are getting this.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Mine comes out on July 8th as well. We didn't really work that. We didn't talk to each other about it.
Better not see either of those on the black market before the 8th. I'd be very disappointed in you, Oklahoma.
Don't take it to Oklahoma City's non-existent Chinatown and try to sell that.
This is the latest issue of Entertainment Weekly.
I read it already.
People are...
Don't act like you're too good for EW.
I'm too good for this one. I read it already.
What, are you going to wait for the next time you're in a doctor's office 6 months from now and hope they have that issue? You're going to read it today.
In fairness, you could wait 6 months because the big article is about a movie that comes out in 2015. So take your time. Apparently they're remaking Mad Max.
Yeah, and there's on the cover is the stars of it, and it really is like a year away. And the last 4 or 5 Entertainment Weekly covers have been like the thing that's coming out that weekend. So it really threw me for a looper.
This is a very special...
I thought I had some time travel shit happening to me.
This is an entertainment biannually issue. Not weekly.
But you know what? A year from now, when people read it at their dentist office, they're going to be like, oh shit, the new Mad Max comes out next week. It's going to be exciting.
It's perfect, yeah. It's perfect for that. Almost Famous, a copy of that is going into the prize bag. Who brought that?
I brought that.
That was you, Cameron?
That is my favorite movie of all time.
It was directed by
That's why
James
it's my favorite
Cameron.
Movie of all time.
Have you
it's
done
just that number two is fucking the one that was filmed here in Oklahoma City that I don't remember the name of.
Drugstore Cowboy?
Elizabethtown?
Elizabethtown. Thank you, Sam.
My pleasure. Now, on Almost Famous, have you done the thing where you watch the scene where they couldn't get the rights to Stairway to Heaven and you cue it up and play it and then they act it out as if it were playing in the soundtrack?
No.
Because it is not worth your time.
About, but who the fuck would cue that? It's not Pink Floyd in Wizard of Oz. Like, what's... I can just imagine some sad stoner queuing that up as if it were Wizard of Oz and Pink Floyd and being vastly disappointed.
Well, that Wizard of Oz instance, and Pink Floyd thing is also very disappointing.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old, my dad showed it to me. Fucking mind-blowing.
Well, yeah, you were six. You had a tiny fucking brain.
Right, and that's why I was listening to Pink Floyd.
Jeff, isn't there an episode of Cheers that syncs up with Dark Side of the Moon?
They kind of all do if you start it right.
I don't know if you guys know this, but every Nickelback album syncs up with Paul Blart Mall Cop. Somehow, every single one. I don't know how they did it.
Is that insulting to one more than the other? Or?
I think it's an even playing field sort of thing.
I don't know. You also brought a copy of Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
I brought that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. That was from Sam. And then Sam also brought a dollar at Golden Corral.
Sure, why not?
I did that, actually.
That was Cameron.
That was me, because I'm the piece of shit that ate a Golden Corral.
I mixed them all up.
Got no, I ate a Golden Corral last week, and there was an old man selling those for a dollar. And it's a dollar off, but apparently like, the dollar goes to some sort of charity. And then you get a dollar off. But I bought two of them thinking I could get $2 off. But no, it's fucking one coupon per time. So I just had an extra. And it's better for whoever wins because they can eat that not good what, food. But what, they can eat a lot of it.
What Pink Floyd album syncs up with this story?
One of the shitty ones, like after Roger Waters left, for sure.
Have you seen any movies, Jeff?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't get a chance to go to the movies since the last time I've been on the show, but. I saw X-Men First Class yesterday and Wolverine. Big Wolverine.
Wow. Oh, thank you. I was confused.
That's what it's called, right? Big Wolverine? Where he goes
to
Japan?
I'd like to see Big Wolverine where a little boy suddenly becomes an adult Wolverine. But he's just a little boy still inside.
I liked them. They're good. They were fun. X-Men First Class. I give it I recommend it. And Wolverine also.
They did a twist on that classic, you know, in James Bond movie, a bunch of thugs throw a girl off of a balcony in Vegas and she lands in the pool and James Bond says, "How'd you know that there was a pool down there?" And the guy goes, "I didn't." And in Wolverine, the same thing happens, and she asks Wolverine the same question, and he has the same response.
That's not really a twist. That's just the same thing.
No, but it's a...
it's a twist because he's got sideburns.
She
have
says this... it with a funny accent, her part. It's kind of a twist.
I do have one question about these movies. When the X-Men, when all kinds of shit is happening and the X-Men have to save the world, how come, and this is an honest question, I've asked it before and I never get a real answer. People think I'm kidding. But why don't they just ask the Avengers for help? And vice versa. Why don't the Avengers, like when they were fighting that time-jumping fucking robot worm, why aren't they? You know who could help? There's a fucking bunch of X-Men over
because
here doing nothing.
There are very strict union rules about that sort of thing.
But I thought that was all.
I don't know
universe.
Why That's Hulk what... isn't the first thing you call when there's a problem because he really can just take care of everything.
Yeah,
he can lift anything of any size and then toss it. And so you should just call him. And if he's busy, then get Iron Man and a lot of his suits. That's the pecking order. The guy with the bow and arrow, fucking, he's going to have to find another line of work.
There was a cool
Maybe
bow and arrow guy.
Maybe he could get into phone sales because he's, you know, he managed to talk somebody into being in the Avengers. Hey, I'm one of you guys. What do you do? Bow and arrow? What?
You should work at Sprint. I guess.
There's a cool bow and arrow guy in Wolverine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, some Japanese dude.
Yeah,
fucking real good with the bow and arrow.
I liked the action in that movie. I thought it was good.
I did. Yeah, it was fun. So much fun to watch.
Expectations were down though. That helps.
I didn't know. Until yesterday. I'd only seen two movies in the X-Men catalog, and they were categorically the worst ones. X-Men 3 and that first Wolverine movie.
Yeah, Origins, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
You are correct on that assessment.
Yeah, well, I just found that out because I would say, I don't like X-Men, here's the ones I've seen, and everybody would be like, oh, those fucking suck.
But as a big Cheers fan, I feel like you should like X-Men 3. Like, it's very Kelsey Grammer-centric.
Yeah, but I don't like Kelsey, I like Frasier,
he's a
man.
Beautiful
Do you not
blue
understand
bear.
The difference? Frasier's not real. He's on a TV show. Like, if that was Frasier playing a Beast.
Oh, if Beast acted like Frasier, it would be much more interesting.
He's just constantly running with scissors.
Just very.
That fucking ugly recliner
all the time.
Would have been gone in the pilot.
But Beast has kind of the refined, you know, kind of taste that he's similar in that sense, I think.
I feel like you guys are describing Frasier from Frasier, which is not the same Frasier as the one that's on Cheers. They're the same guy, ostensibly, but the one in Frasier is a fucking ham, and the one on Cheers is real cool.
Hey, Cameron, what have you seen lately? Is that the only one left to answer, right?
Last night I watched Cuban Fury.
Oh.
Which is it's Nick Frost and Rashida Jones and Chris O'Dowd.
Some sort of contest?
It's about salsa dancing.
Salsa dancing contest?
And however many of you people salsa dance many people that should watch it. Because it's fucking horrible. Like, you just eat a Cuban sandwich while watching Hot Fuzz, and then that's substitute.
I've done that. I don't know what he was talking about before, but that Cuban sandwich idea is fucking top notch, you guys. You should do that.
It's never not.
I recommend Cuban sandwiches with all your movies. Whatever it is you're seeing, whether it's about dancing or Cubans or whatever movies you're into. 3 Days to Kill, Shadow Recruit. I snuck a Cuban sandwich in when I saw Shadow Recruit. Why do you think I wear a jacket like this? These pockets, dudes.
That'd be weird if the Shadow Recruit, like when he's sneaking in places, people are kind of like...
Yeah, what do you smell? Pork? It's my aftershave. I have a pressed meat aftershave.
Wait, that's how you sneak in? You start telling people why you smell that way?
Yeah. Stops the conversation.
I thought you were trying to sneak by them. That was my premise. It's time for me to say, let the games begin. Oklahoma City. Got some good ones lined up. Got some bottles crackling back there. Means everybody's having a good time. Don't be shy. I know the front row probably feels like we're just sitting here staring at you, but I mean, now you know how we feel, but...
I feel really bad for the guy in the Bane mask. Like, you can take that off, dude. Like, it's okay. Like we get it, and it's awesome, but you can't be comfortable.
Maybe he needs it to breathe.
It just makes me... That'd be so terrible if somebody had a breathing device retrofitted to be like, I want it to look like Bane.
But it would be even worse if there was just a dude out there like, that fucking action movie is messing with my disease. That I can't... I feel very marginalized now.
Yeah, what if that's what that guy looked like, and then that movie came out, and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. People are going to think I copied him.
Now, was this a Halloween thing, or is this just a... No.
The guy next to Bane answered.
Yeah.
It matches his name tag and everything. Like, he's really... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's got to be... at least it's not as hot in here as it has been in previous years. It's pretty comfortable right now, but... That... You got the coat from Burlington Coat Factory. That thing's fucking heavy, and then you got that whole thing on your face, and it's rubber, and it's, your face is... are you trying to lose weight in your face? Because then I'd recommend leaving it on.
Is that how you do that? But
you can take it off if you'd like. People get committed when they put on things like that sometimes. You know, they're just like, fuck it, I'm going to just ride this out.
I don't think he wants to take it off. He's
just
made
like,
no
I'm
going to
wake up in an ambulance, goddammit. That's what I'm going to do.
Now, here's a very interesting question. Did you drive here like that? Or was this an in-the-car right before coming into the theater move?
Was it on a motorcycle that you stole?
I hope all three of you know sign language, because he's got a fucking thing on his face.
He's got an interpreter who's been answering for him.
That's what Bane would really sound like to people, just be like...
And how much better would that movie be if he had a nerdy interpreter with him the whole time?
Like, what he's trying to say is... gentlemen,
everybody brought name tags. There's lots of awesome ones out there to choose from. I do not envy your decision, But it's time.
Nobody picked Bane because he's had too much attention as it is.
It's time to
don't fuck that guy now.
Don't tear down name tags. Just pick one that you like, and just go for it right now, you guys. Go ahead and go pick out who you're going to play for. We don't have a sponsor on this show, so we're gonna let the audience hear how painfully dull it can be listening to people pick their name tags. How terrible I am at. Jeff is making a defiant move and going with the Bane guy.
Yeah.
So that's probably going to... There's some tension there. And, the Bane guy is another guy's name tag? He's like your property for the night?
Well, there's a piece of paper on the back of this for where a shithead would go, but no shithead.
Oh, did it fall off? Or
you didn't write one?
You're going to draw it in later? Okay, all right. Who are you playing for, Cameron?
I am playing for Half Jaked. So Jake.
Instead of Half Baked, get it?
Because it's, and both of the, I like that this person not only replaced your face, Doug, but put his own on it too. Like it's all, it's fully Chris, like fuck Dave Chappelle and Jim Brewer. Like it's just, forgetting about Jim Brewer as if he never existed, like most people are living their lives.
And well, it's like that. It's like
whoa,
the guy that, it's
whoa.
Like the Gone with the Wind, John with the Wind poster. They've got now the lady who played Scarlett O'Hara never going to be heard from again now that I've replaced her.
And he put your face over the lady's face, so the man in that poster is looking at you like you're a lady, and they got mad because you said damn in that movie. Imagine how mad they would have been if a guy was like, hey, I kind of like this guy.
What was her name, the actress from
Scarlett O'Hara, is that right?
What?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's fun. Everybody's yelling out different things. I can't make out any of them.
No.
Just one person.
Yeah, Vivian Leigh.
Oh, Bane knew it. Vivian Leigh. So, yeah. who are you playing for, Jeff?
I'm playing for Bane.
Oh, you're playing for Bane. All right, perfect.
He's really Bane. I think he's really Bane. I got close up. That does not seem like a costume when you're right up on it.
Oh, did he put like the back of his hand on your shoulder?
Yes.
Do you feel it, John?
Do you feel like you have a choice?
And I thought, I felt like I did, but I really didn't.
He's also really confused about that Entertainment Weekly cover with him on it. Like,
oh, don't. I think those are two different people.
Right, am I not? It's the dude that played Bane. It's playing Mad Max, right?
Mad Max and Bane are two different people.
Tom Hardy, yeah, he's the boat. That's what I'm saying.
Who's Tom Hardy?
Yeah, Bane is a real person.
You mean the fictional character?
Is a real person.
Based upon Bane here in the front row?
I'm sorry, I'm very confused. I apologize. I didn't realize this was part of canon.
What? Sam?
Yeah.
Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for maybe it's Jason. And this caught my eye because this is it's a script for a TV program called Maybe It's Me, which ran one season on the WB in 2002. And evidently, Jason and I appeared in this episode together.
Whoa!
And I've not seen him in 12 years.
And where is he? Where are you sitting, Jason?
Right here.
Oh, hey, man. What are you doing in Oklahoma City?
Maybe It's Me got canceled. What am I gonna do?
When Maybe It's Me got canceled, you just came to Oklahoma City? Like,
is that what happened?
Someone tricked you into thinking it was Disneyland?
I'm from here and I still wanna ask every single audience member, what are you doing in Oklahoma City? Like, I don't, that's not fair, but.
Wow.
If I could just get out of this mask. They won't let me on a plane.
Yeah, he can't leave. It's too scary. He can't get through security. I can't
even rent a car.
Honest question. When a TV show gets canceled, do they make those people move to Oklahoma? Is that why you're here?
That is why I'm here. Yeah. I fought it as long as I could.
It's a very talented town. Welcome to it, Sam.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. You will flourish, man.
I got greeted at the local IHOP today with a very lovely shalom, y'all. It's nice. I felt right at home.
I'm trying to think of the nicest person I ran into today, but everybody's just super nice.
Yeah. It's our way.
Yeah.
What?
I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable when people are that nice. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. You're making up for it.
That's... You know what? I feel like I'm in therapy right now because that just explained my whole life. Like,
yeah, man, maybe you should move from this town and then watch Jack Ryan again. And you'd be like, you know what? This ain't that bad. I just got used to hating everything.
Which one did you think was worse, though? I know you didn't like Jack Ryan, Shattered Crew, but what about The Sum of All Fears? Did you not care for Affleck Jack Ryan?
I feel like I liked that movie when it came out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen it since 2002 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, Morgan Freeman was the president, and I'm always on board with that.
He was not the president.
He was not the president.
James...
Well, then fuck
Cromwell.
That movie. Thank
you. James Cromwell was the president.
Oh, well, no, then fuck that guy.
Points.
All right.
Morgan Freeman played the black guy that's in those movies.
The James Earl Jones
was the black guy in the...
I just mostly assume Morgan Freeman is the president all the time. Like, I think that's probably what it is.
I honestly don't think Morgan Freeman would be a good president.
He's not even the president in the Lego movie. He sure is president of that car that he shares with Miss Daisy, though. Because he gets out and he takes that leak. Let's start with you, Cameron. We're going to play ABCD's Nuts. In honor of our first time doing a Doug Lowe's movie right here in this spot, we're going to spell out Oklahoma City. And we'll start with you, Cameron. You just name any movie that begins with the letter O. If you match what I wrote down before the show, which has happened a couple of times, you just win automatically.
I'm just going to go with O. I think that's the obvious...
People like to say, oh, it comes up, every once in a while.
It's the uncreative
answer. I might pick it, sure. But considering where we are right now, I just decide to go with Oklahoma.
Sure. Makes sense. Makes sense.
Oh, man.
There's egg on my face now. I have the state tattooed on my body, and I'm still just like, no, that Shakespeare thing.
So, how did you...
Don't ask.
Jeff...
Keeping the faith.
Nice.
My only trepidation there is spelling Oklahoma. I wasn't positive the K was next.
There may have been an A. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll talk you through it. I love to bring up what letter is next. But I went with Kill Bill Volume 1 because it was shot partially in Austin, Texas, where I'm going to be next Saturday, July 5th. L, Sam.
Last Man Standing. Bruce Willis?
Sure. Was he? I don't remember.
He was.
I went with Life, which was partially filmed in Sacramento, where I'll be on July 12th. Cameron, back to you with the letter A.
I'm going to go with Almost Famous, in which I put the DVD.
That's a great, would have been an amazing coincidence if all of that happened. I went with American Flyers. Because it was set partially in St. Louis, where I'll be at the Firebird on July 7th. I love people in the audience setting me up. Why that movie? H, Jeff.
Howard the Duck. Someone knows how to pander.
Howard the Duck, really? I wouldn't have guessed that people were that excited about Howard the Duck. Do you actually watch it regularly, or are you just... Okay, all right. It's, you know, there's something for everybody. There's stuff I could watch over and over again that people don't like, probably. who said what? We're on H?
Yeah, what did you write for
H? I went Hulk. The Just Hulk, because it took place in San Francisco, where I'll be on July 10th.
Well, I don't know your schedule. Hopefully you've got a gig in Anaheim or something, because I'll say Orange County.
Oh, that would have been fun if they were right. good strategizing. I went with, oh, dad, poor dad, mama's hung you in the closet and I'm feeling so sad.
How did I miss that
Which
one?
Which is a fucking legit-ass name of a motion picture. None of that's even in parentheses. Just how a lot of them get away with it. M is the next letter.
I'm going to go with Man of the House, the Jonathan Taylor Thomas Chevy Chase classic.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I was going to go with Melissafit or whatever, but I didn't know how to pronounce it in my head, and I think I did it wrong right then, and that's why I decided to go with something else.
You never, every time you say Maleficent, there's a good chance you said Maleficent wrong.
Yeah. I feel really bad for the ticket takers the weekend that came out.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Or any weekend.
I just asked for a ticket to Omnipotent, and they knew what I wanted.
Why didn't you go with Man of the House, the Tommy Lee Jones movie? Yeah. Of the same name that was filmed in Texas, where Doug's going to be soon.
Because JTT, son.
Damn right.
Oh, shit. That's the good thing
reason.
You like?
That's a really,
yeah, that's what I went with.
It's a super good reason.
I'm millennial, guys. All right? This is my youth.
I went with My Blue Heaven because it was shot in San Diego, where I'll be doing a Doug Loves Movies on July 23rd at the House of Blues. Yeah. We'll see how that goes. I think it's going to be too rowdy. It's not going to be polite like you all. It's the most half-assed last-minute attempt to fit in. Y'all.
You should learn from
Oh, Japan. By the way, and also y'all. In parting, y'all have been terrific. What letter are we on? Who's happening? What's happening?
A to me. I'm going to go with Airborne because that was filmed in Cincinnati where I'll be July 10th through 13th.
Damn right.
Nice. Go Bananas.
Go Bananas Comedy
Club. Go Bananas, you guys.
Shane McDermott.
Go see.
Yeah. Jack Black.
Jack Black, Seth Green, Alana Ubach.
Yeah, some lady.
Some other gal.
A. Show off.
No, it's C now.
What?
Because he just did Airborne.
Oh, I got to say mine. Away we go.
Because we're all done. Good
Partially
night, everybody.
Set in Madison, Wisconsin, where I'll be on August 3rd. Okay, sorry, Sam. C.
That's all right, buddy.
C.
Well,
C.
I know
C.
you've got some gigs C. coming up in New York, C. so C. I'll go with
C.
the sort C. of New York-based Sly Stallone C. classic, Copland.
C. C.
C.
C. If you had to say another C, what would you pick?
Oh God!
If it turned out that it landed exactly on you, and what's happening right now has happened to a lot of people on the show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, is there a movie
where they don't put together that it might possibly be a motion picture that they were in? In this case, called
Club Dread.
Club Dread. Yeah, that's it. I wrote Club Dread.
Because you're going to be in Southern Mexico soon. Where we shot
no, and it. Not because I'm going to be in you soon either. It's because...
Hey, don't cut this night short before it's begun.
I will be up in you, is what I say to people when I want to fight. I will be up in you. Yeah. You will be like that skeleton on Jeff Dunham's arm.
That fucking dumb skeleton.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Of no particular religious affiliation.
Wink.
The letter is I, Cameron.
I'm going to go with the Inland Empire.
Interesting. I went with In the Army Now. So we both sort of went with art films, but mine was filmed in Oklahoma. Yeah.
It's not because you're going to be in the Army soon?
Yes.
I don't know. I hope rules don't suddenly change real fast. Pot smokers are in the Army now.
What?
There's just some really excited recruiter that's just like, I'm going to fuck over that dude from that pot movie.
I just, you know, people who get mad at that pot movie don't even fucking sit through it. They just go find something else to be angry about.
Well, that's why he's in the Army.
T, Jeff.
Traffic, because it was filmed in Cincinnati, and I'm going to be there July 10th.
Where are you going to be at? Go Bananas?
Go Bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S. I went with Twister. Because it was filmed in Wyoming.
Really?
Nope. Nope. Good old Oklahoma.
But doesn't it take place here in Oklahoma?
Takes place in Oklahoma. Maybe they shot it somewhere else.
Because Aunt Meg lives near Wichita?
No, Waurika. Oh.
Wichita's Waurika. In Kansas.
All right, one last letter.
Oh, is it? It's nearby.
Why?
Keeping with the, I guess, well, I don't know, Young Guns? Maybe they shot that here?
Sure. That's probably the closest guess, just in terms of this similar word at the beginning of the title.
Young Frankenstein?
No, another great guess, but still incorrect. I went with another one that's right in the ballpark. Maybe if you had five or six more, you would get there. I'll tell you if you're warmer or colder.
Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah, that last one was pretty close.
Oh, no. Young Guns 2. Got it. Nailed it.
No.
No, I don't
cold.
Know. Yeah.
Youth and Revolt.
Oh.
And I think it was partially filmed in Ann Arbor. Where I'll be on July 28th. That's ABCD's Nuts, y'all. How are we doing on time? How's the time going? Is it good? Oh, it looks good enough. Let's try this.
I have 6:46.
Yeah, me too.
Still on Pacific time.
We both got the same time. That's the that's the thing. Stoners and non-stoners, but still the same time. Wow.
Mm-hmm. What?
That's why all the races should get together, too. Because it's still... if you're standing next to each other, you're in the same time zone. Start building up those allies. That's all I'm saying. The big fight is coming, Cameron.
I believe it. I don't know. I'm just trusting you.
And it's over this next game, because I get more complaints about this game than any other game. But the biggest complaint I get is that I don't play it enough.
All right.
It's called Build a Title. Yeah. Okay. I started opening the program with it to just teach people how simple it is to build a title. And we're going to start with you again, Cameron. And then, but this time let's go to Sam and then Jeff. And we're going to start with filmed partially in Oklahoma. And I believe mentioned this evening, Rain Man. Rain Man. So you have to add to Rain Man.
Man of Steel. Rain Man of Steel.
I like that.
I also like Rain Man of Steel Magnolias.
Oh. Oh, that's good. This lady thinks she's at a taping of Good Times. Tell him, Velma. Rain Man of Steel Magnolias, Jeff.
Hard Rain Man of Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. I think people might be in trouble.
I was about to say
Cameron.
Walk Hard, but I know that's Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, so that probably doesn't count.
You know too much.
And I'm just saying that out loud to give me more time to
think. You did not walk into my trap, and you've given yourself more time. Bravo on both counts.
But even with the more time, I'm pretty sure I'm still fucked.
Something Hard.
Shh. No, don't tell me. Like, I appreciate the help, but go fuck yourselves. I'm going to do this on my own. I'm a grown-ass man.
You're definitely going to say what somebody just said, I'm sure.
I actually didn't hear it. That's the sad part. I wish I tried.
Oh, man. They said one that it's driving everybody crazy. That's what happens. People can't take it after a while. They just start yelling shit out. And I make this mistake of every once in a while I ask the crowd, but I think it's fun to hear what people have to say, but wait your turn. That's my idea of scolding somebody.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
I think I have to concede. I don't know. I'm fucked.
Just wait your fucking turn. What? You got to concede?
I think so, yeah.
All right, all right. So he's out. Cameron's out. And then we move on to Sam.
I, of course, was thinking of Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Jesus
Die
Christ!
Hard. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong?
Right, it was right there. It was right there on the tip of that person's face, right over there. Came right out the tip of it.
I've interrupted out that movie loud. With you. And I still...
Yeah, yeah, we did that in Austin. That's true. Okay, so this comes back around to you, Jeff, and you have to come up with something that ends in die or begins with magnolias. Leas. Eas. Uz. So yeah, you're fucked on magnolias, I think. Gotta think of something that ends with die.
I don't. I'm, fuck.
Nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Sam, just to rub it in, do you have anything?
Die, mommy, die hard.
Die, right. Mommy, die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then I'm.
I thought that was pronounced D, mommy, D.
The next.
That's why I didn't say it. I thought of it.
The player would be stuck with die again.
Oh, you're good. But too soon.
Yeah, but that's a great answer. Live and let die. But it's over anyway. So, yeah, so Sam. Sam wins. Was it the lateness of the starting time that has led to some people who were too drunk to not yell out answers?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
No.
So yeah. So be careful if you're next to one of those people. Like, just I know it's hard because drunk people are just like they're gonna do what they're gonna do, but you know, try to get them to not do it. Good luck. Good luck, everybody. Stakes are high, and so am I.
It's in the air tonight.
Let's play. Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
Sam gets to start us off, then we'll go to Jeff, then we'll go to Cameron. We need, it has to be Bane, if he could whisper it to the person sitting next to him. Choose an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work. So Christopher Nolan is out, Tom Hardy is out. I guess you could say Christian Bale, but why would you? Because he's mortal enemies. Who would you like to pick for us to play with tonight? Charlize Theron. I'll play a round of that with her. That sounds like a good time.
All right. Well, I'll go with the aforementioned and most recent A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Okay.
Was that? Did someone just go, oh?
I think it's a good strategy, you know, get one out of the way that's already been spoke of. What do you got there, Jeff?
Charlize. Monster.
Charlize.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I call her. Charlize Monster Theron.
Theron. They gave her an Oscar for doing possibly the best Beetlejuice impression I've ever seen on celluloid. And if you don't believe me, feel free to watch side by side. Hey, 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 I'm not kidding, okay? I'm not kidding. All right?
Where's your
Tell
Oscar?
Me I'm wrong.
Where's your Oscar, Sam? That's a pretty good Beetlejuice impression.
No, I was doing Charlize.
Do you think she was just like, you know, pacing her room one night trying to figure out the character?
Yeah, find the voice.
Fucking Beetlejuice was on?
Yep. 100%.
Is that what you did with this prom episode?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's me?
Yeah, I had to find a voice for it.
Okay.
What'd that guy sound like?
You sounded a lot like me.
Are you sure it's not you? Maybe it's me.
I did not put the effort in back those days.
Cameron?
Young adult.
Okay. That's one for sure. I'm going to go with... I would like... Shh. Weirdo. Shut up, you weirdo. I want to say... Oh, motherfuck. Prometheus.
I want to say... Aeon Flux.
Yes. We're not saying whether they're good or bad. We're just naming or fucking movies.
I think in that case, we don't have to.
Oh, I just thought of a good
Cameron
one.
Big surprise, Cameron didn't like it.
I just thought of a good one. Is it on you, Jeff?
Yeah, The Italian Job.
Oh, you son of a bitch, that's what I had. Oh, you insult me and then fuck me over.
Couldn't have worked out better.
Cameron, you have Charlize Theron.
Snow White and the Huntsman? Theron. Is that what it's called? Is that what it's called? It's the prequel to Maleficent? I don't know. What the fuck is that called?
But you said it's Snow White and the Huntsman?
Snow White and the Huntsman?
Yeah, that's okay. The answer.
Good.
That's the correct answer.
Fantastic. I'm shocked that that's correct.
Right? That's correct.
Yeah. Right.
It's not the sad little girl and the Huntsman? No.
Maleficent is about Snow White?
Same shit, right?
I have no idea.
No? All right, well...
Same shit, different season?
I didn't see either one of those movies. I'm a
Golden Era Disney, guys. Come on.
Okay, you had one taker on that.
Did you say Golden Era Disney?
She's married, probably. Thing,
right? Those movies came out, like, last year.
No, but Snow White and Sleeping Beauty were both, like, Golden Era Disney animated movies. Right. Because that, like, I don't know if you had a childhood or not.
Yeah,
but I fuck it up completely.
No, I had a childhood. It wasn't in the 40s. And where did Sleeping Beauty come from? Is that what one of these movies is about?
Listen, you guys, this is just something I want to throw in. It's not necessarily a correct title in this game, but I just always have wanted to say it because I feel it deep in my heart, and that's that the Cider House rules. It's a fucking sweet house.
Really, it really is the best house. Good night, you Kings of New England. That was more Jay Peterman than Michael Caine. All right.
That was supposed to be Michael Caine?
Yep.
What have you got, Sam? No stalling.
Oh, no stalling? All right, The Devil's Advocate.
Oh.
Yeah! Team Sam!
Stall.
Jeff? Somebody's scatting up there. This is a tough one.
She's
been in some movies, but... Oh, I just thought of another one.
Yes,
that one.
No, that one
that
with...
One. Don't yell out,
oh,
please.
That's the one you
please
just said, right? The devil?
Please don't yell out.
Please don't yell out. Please don't yell
out. Goldmember.
No. You're thinking of, like, Gwyneth Paltrow at the beginning, the cameo? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
I might have been thinking Gwyneth Paltrow this whole time. Did I get a couple
Wow, you
right?
lucked into a lot of right answers thinking it was Gwyneth Paltrow.
What's the difference?
Interesting. All right, so Cameron, what do you got? I got one. I know the movie, but I just can't think of the fucking title. And then another one I've got locked in. It's ready to go.
God damn it. I keep wanting to say Arrested Development, but I know that's not... Like, that's the only thing my mind is letting me go to.
People are still
trying
to
yell out
answers.
Don't yell out to me again. I'm going to do this by myself. And if by that, I mean I'm not going to do it.
You don't have it?
I don't have it.
All right, I have to use the one that I've been having saved up is 2 Days in the Valley. Yeah.
Is it down to you and me, Doug?
First time we really sort of noticed her. Yeah, I think so.
I hope
you
can come up with the other one, because I got Hancock.
Oh. You know what I just got?
What?
That thing you do.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
She's in that movie?
What she else sure you got, is. Buddy? What else
I don't know.
Do you have,
I mean,
buddy?
Does it matter that I've went first and we've named an equal amount of movies between us? Or do
no,
I have to name
I,
an extra
if
one?
No, because if you can't name one I can, then I win. But if you name one I can't, then you win.
Oh,
But you have to go first because it's the order of things.
Are you asking for a gentleman's draw?
No.
You're the winner of the panel for sure. It's just bad you and me right now. Damn. This is just a grudge match.
I think I have exhausted the depth of my
God damn it. Why, Sam? Why? Because it's going to be a tie. I can't think of another one. But I'm going to try. I'm going to take 49 seconds. Really think about this. I tell you, I never want to be staring Bane in the face when trying to answer trivia questions. Sam, for the win, you can take it away from me if you know the title. What was the fucking movie where she was, you know, worked in the mines and was going to get black?
Oh, North.
What's it called?
North. North. Don't say it.
Cold Mountain.
Don't say it.
North Country.
County.
North Country.
Country. No. North Country.
North Country.
North Country. Sam wins.
All right. North Country. With a pretty North heavy country. Assist. A pretty significant assist from you, Doug. Thank you.
I guess some lawyers got involved. They didn't want to pinpoint a specific area. It was like, oh, we're having a problem with the mines in North Country.
Yeah.
North Carolina.
I still prefer Silkwood and Norma Rae.
This guy with his list of mine movies.
It's not a competition. what is a competition is a thing that we call the Leonard Maltin game. And it's coming in pretty much right on sketch. We're doing great, everybody. Sam gets to go first, which don't panic, you guys. That doesn't mean anything.
I gotta limber up here.
Not in this game. And then we were gonna go to who finished second in that last thing that we just did.
I think me and Jeff got out the same
at
round.
The same time. Can you name one more?
North Country.
I think he gets it.
All right, then we'll go to Jeff. Any audience, Charlize Theron's? Astronaut's Wife. Mighty Joe Young. Reindeer games.
Damn it.
Jesus.
Oh, God damn it. November. Sweet November, yeah. Sweet November.
Bagger Vance.
The legend of Bagger Vance, sir. In my house. Oh, that's fun. It's so fun that there's always more, and everybody knows it, and we're just looking like idiots. Don't tweet them to me. It's like, someone's going to hear this like tomorrow and be like, you know, Astronaut's Wife. I'm going to be like, yeah. We missed some. It happens every time. It's the nature of the game. Get three of your friends together. I'm sorry, that was rude.
But everybody should tweet at Jeff Gwyneth Paltrow movies. And just let that be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys could do that anyway. I don't really care. Like, I just like the interaction.
Shakespeare in Love.
Bounce!
Sliding Doors.
Iron Man,
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Iron Man 2. Hey, you guys still aren't playing.
Everybody's playing again. I forgot to release the ban on playing from the audience.
Everybody look in your hands right now. If you're holding a microphone, feel free to talk. If you're not holding a microphone, shut the fuck up. You notice how these lights are pointed one direction?
Oh, I love One Direction.
Yeah, this show is about us and the front row, and that is it. If you're not illuminated, you do not get to participate. Yeah. You're not a part of the Illuminati.
And even then, only if you're dressed as Bane and you have a translator.
So you guys know how it works. Everyone's just having fun. No one's going to spoil the big game, I don't think.
No.
Plus, I made it really hard tonight.
The game?
No.
A perfect murder.
No.
Right?
No, it's pretty regular style. It's not that hard, I don't think. But
contagious.
There's some. When you're picking a category, there's definitely some booby traps. There's definitely some older or weirder movies, you know. Because try not to repeat. I'm sure I've repeated some movies a million times.
Oh, just say booby traps again.
I bet you that Jerry Maguire's been asked the answer about 50 times on this show. Here we go.
Did you say Jerry Lawler?
Hmm?
What?
Jerry Maguire?
Oh, I thought you said Jerry Lawler.
Frequent answer in this game, don't you think?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think I've ever
said it. It fits a lot of funny category names. Speaking of which, Sam, you get to pick.
Okay, and then who are we going to?
We're gonna go to Jeff.
I guess we'll go to Jeff.
Yeah. Okay. The host of...
Afternoon, everybody. An All Cheers podcast.
That lady said hi. So gullible.
Can I start a
Frasier? You know it's not the afternoon, right? What?
I said, can I start a Frasier podcast and me and you will have a network? And just
no.
Take on the world?
You can start a Frasier podcast, but we're not networking it up together. I ignore Frasier's existence. The show really shits on the source material.
Can I start a Becker podcast and we'll have a network?
I think the party's balking most at is it being in a network with you.
How about a Bored to Death network?
Oh, we're already there,
or
pal.
A CS. Well, you know what?
Sam, would you like...
Yes.
Nikki Six? That's the films of Nicolas Cage from 86, 96, or 06?
Three decades of Cage.
The classic Gerard Depardieu, which is the films of Gerard Depardieu that Leonard has given 2 stars or less. And then Who's Your Daddy? Which makes no sense since I'm not in Indiana, but it's still a fun category. Is films that have incest in them. Ugh. And I'm not talking about like Jeff Goldblum's The Fly. I said incest.
Tempting as that is. Mm-hmm. Give me Nikki Six.
Nikki Six. Would you like a Nikki Six from... Yeah, you get to choose 86 or 96.
86.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, man, you're a real motherfucker.
What?
Oh, my God, damn it. All right. I'm excited about this. I don't know what's going to happen. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie that he calls humdrum, but also real life.
Which is sometimes humdrum.
Sure. Maybe that's why. The last line of the review is just 3 words, and it's these 3 words. Take a seat.
That is an odd
weird way to end a review.
Yeah, it seems like he's endorsing it, but only he gave it 2 stars.
Yeah, he didn't really 2 stars, but then take a seat. No, the last 3 words are barely stays afloat. Barely stays afloat, but gave it 2 stars. Smells more like a 1 or 1.5 review. And he named 6 people that were involved in this thing they couldn't keep afloat. How many names do you think it'll take you to figure it out, Sam?
-2.
Wow. It was so quiet in here that you could hear the lid of the toilet backstage drop. I thought something big was coming. It's coming your way, Jeff. Fucking -2,
name
he
it.
Says. And okay, he says name it. So he's got to name the film and then the top 2 billed people in the correct order.
Peggy Sue Got Married, starring Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage.
You know, Sam, that's what I admire about you, is you swing for the fences. I bet you Leonard liked that movie at least a little bit more than this one. It's called The Boy in Blue with Nicolas Cage and Cynthia Dale. Yeah, the great Cynthia Dale, you guys. Rest in peace. So, yeah, so that means that Jeff, in his defiance, got a point against Sam the Man.
And I will stand by that every time.
No, that was a. Because
I thought it was Moonstruck,
was that actually 86? Because that's what I was thinking too.
What do you mean? Was it actually?
Was Peggy Sue who got married also 86? You don't know that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I could look it up, but I mean, do we really care that much about it?
Can't
the corrections department deal with it on Monday? It's the weekend. Let's have fun.
The corrections department doesn't deal with incorrect guesses. They would just be flooded.
I guess so. All right, now I gotta look it up. I can't take it.
I think you're thinking of Honeymoon in Vegas.
What, that he liked it better?
No, where the Cameron things happened in 92, the Nick Cage wedding movie in 92.
No way.
Well, in other way, 92 is part of a 6 category, but sure. Go with it.
You know Peggy.
The 96 was The Rock. Like,
Peggy Sue got married was in 1986.
Peggy Sue got married wasn't the answer. I don't know what you're arguing
but
about.
I don't know if it was the right year, because I'm curious person.
And I was right. He did like it better. 2.5 stars. So, yeah. So it's, yeah. So that was a terrific guess. Oh, and on the billing, what did you say for the billing?
I said Turner and Cage.
Yeah, Turner and Hooch. Yeah, that's right. Bing, bang. Well, good job. See, that's exciting when both players do something very smart and only one of them gets a point for their trouble. And that person is Jeff Tate, everybody.
It's like World Cup. An hour into the show, someone scores a point. I wrote that on the plane.
Yeah, because that's how the show works. I spend about an hour before we get to this part, and now it could happen. It could happen right now, because Cameron gets to pick the category, and then we're going to go to Jeff, and then to Sam. So Sam might get a classic box out on his hands.
No, I've already gotten to at least make one bid. I won't be...
It still doesn't mean it might not be a classic box out.
Sure.
Would you like, Cameron, the Big C? That's not movies that start with Cameron. Those are movies that begin with the letter C. In the dialogue. I'm kidding. I didn't. Could you imagine doing that kind of research? These movies begin with the letter C.
Call me Ishmael.
Spoken on street. Yes, call me Ishmael. Okay, so we got Moby Dick. No, the Big C begins with the letter C. Raspberry Duff suggested the fault in our cars, and that's movies where a car breaks down. And at Lou the Mailman, L-E-W the Mailman, suggested V for Viagra, and that's movies that are over 3 hours long.
I'm going to go with the fault in our cars. I think that's what I'm...
It was fun how the applause kind of built up to that last one. And then
I know,
you
I don't
went,
give a shit.
You went with that shitty one that nobody
likes. I like car chase movies. It seems more natural for me. You think I'm going to sit through a 3-hour movie? No, thank you.
People like the fault in our cars. It's a good category. 2.5 stars from Leonard, this movie from 1987. He calls it bittersweet. He says about this movie that has a car breakdown in it that the music score is awful. The movie is just hurt by an awful music score. And then he lists 9 names. How many names will it take you to figure out the title of this movie? Cameron Buchholz.
I'm going to go with 7 names because I don't... Yeah, 7 names.
It's a smart play.
It was the year I was born. I'm a little...
All right, well, now this is not anti-smart play, what you're doing now, because you're helping Jeff, or you're trying to trick Jeff. I don't know what's going on, but Jeff, what do you think? What are you going to do with that?
Name it.
You called it, Benson!
I didn't mean, I wasn't trying to box you out.
No.
But I mean, I did take the middle seat on purpose.
Because you knew I was going to be able to bid first when I won.
Oh, yeah. You think I can't name 45 Charlize Theron movies? I sandbagged like a motherfucker.
And
all right, sandbagger. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you the clues again, Cameron. And I'm going to give you seven names from this movie from 1987. 2.5 stars from Leonard. Bitter sweet. Hurt by an awful music score. It's got some sort of car breakdown in it. And your seven names are Ben Stein, Edie McClure.
Can I stop you right there?
If you want to show off, sure.
I absolutely do. It's fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That's 1986.
Is it not?
That's why you wouldn't want to stop me there.
You know what? I don't care.
Because then I go on to say William Wyndham, Dylan Baker, Kevin Bacon, Michael McKean.
Oh.
Yeah, and Layla Robbins.
Oh.
Oh.
I hate everybody.
Yeah.
Start with a mirror, bro.
Jesus.
The answer, of course, is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And yeah.
And technically, the movie is called Ferris Bueller's Day Off, not
what did I say?
Fucking Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
God damn it. Thought I had it, because I'm pretty positive I was named after Cameron from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Like, my parents deny it, but I'm pretty sure. And a car breaks down in that movie, the Porsche.
Fry.
All right. Rub it in,
Fry.
Sir. Whatever. Jeff already won, right? Like, is that...
He sure did.
Sam was really confident in his wrong answer earlier. It just happens.
When Cameron was
But he didn't stop
Egypt
you like a fucking asshole. I was fucking already with the Bueller. No, I'm a... God damn it.
Yeah, that's
Ben
what
Stein
I...
Ben Stein tricked you, man. Ben Stein hadn't
Sometimes
been
I don't get the chance to say this to the guests, but I just, like, wait until I... Like, let me finish talking and then say something, because I'll probably tell you more than you thought you were going to hear.
But here's the question, Cameron. If he had said all the names, would you have gotten Planes, Trains?
Probably not.
Okay, well then.
But it doesn't matter because he didn't have to say all the names.
Nice.
Like, I don't know.
Wait.
Why can't I remember who Ben Stein
played? Kevin Bacon wasn't in
the
one you guessed.
I would know it wasn't Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but I would not have... I don't think I would have known who was playing Transformers.
Yeah. Okay. Fair
enough. I mean, same writer-director, right? Or at least same writer. I don't know if he directed both of them.
He did, I think.
I believe he wrote and directed both, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 86, 87.
So close is what I'm goddamn saying. And I'm trying to make myself not feel like such a fucking asshole.
No, you got a lot closer than... I mean, I believe there's literally two movies that Edie McClurg and Ben Stein are in together.
Let's do Love Like Hate Like Hate Love.
What?
Love Like Hate Love. Something to that effect of the films of John Hughes. Yeah.
Curly Sue, death.
Okay, so that's your hate.
Yep.
Okay, what's your hate, Jeff? What John Hughes movie do you hate? Rest in peace, by the way.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
This is good to
start with
the hate, because we're really going to heap the praise on later.
I'll probably go with... shit, I don't know. I don't know any of the movies that
you
I
can
hate.
Pass once.
I don't want to use that yet.
Yeah, hate. You hate it.
Then Curly Sue.
Okay. It's fucking Curly Sue bandwagon happening here. What'd that little girl do to you besides the adorable Pepsi commercial?
I'm more of a Coca-Cola man.
That was Haley Kate Eisenberg was the Pepsi girl.
Yeah.
And she's not Curly Sue?
No, that's Jesse Eisenberg's little sister.
Oh.
Wait, who was Curly Sue?
It's weird that they would look like each other and be little kids. Oh, really?
Yeah.
She got out of the game?
She got out of the game. She moved to Oklahoma.
Where is she? Take a bow.
What's happening?
I'm supposed to name a movie that I hate, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say 16 Candles.
You hate it?
Yeah, I hate it. It's annoying to me. I don't know.
Are you surprised?
I know.
I went ultrasonic.
Long Duck Dong hasn't really held up over time.
Leaning into Jeff Tate's whole idea of me, but I fucking hate 16 Candles.
I recently just saw Revenge of the Nerds again, and I like that a lot better. But I do like John Hughes movies. So for me, hate would have to be... damn it, there's some tough ones. Maybe that's why Darth Vader sounded like that. He's just always having a hard time with decisions.
Oh, I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to change my hate. Can I change
my hate?
Blow
it up. Blow it up. What?
Can I change my hate?
Sure.
Did he write Vegas Vacation?
Yes.
No, he did not write Vegas Vacation. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit on European Vacation?
He wrote that in the first
one. Okay, European Vacation is my one I hate.
All right.
Yeah, that movie's awful.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick.
But that
Curly
movie was
Sue
one
there.
Of the first movies I ever saw boobs in, and it was very exciting because there's like the German girl at the thing, and then it's and then the strip club in Paris. It's great if you're 11 years old and sneaking into your parents' VHS collection.
Everybody's got a reason to love something. Let's try love, Sam. What's your love? Your favorite John Hughes movie?
My favorite
Absolute
John Hughes
bar none. Favorite John
well,
Hughes.
I just said it. National Lampoon's Vacation.
Also directed by the late great.
The late great Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis, yeah. Okay, Jeff, what's one that you love?
I'm gonna say Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Boo.
That guy's
Harold Ramis has two voice cameos in Vacation, by the way. The next time it comes on, you can appreciate them both.
Yeah, the moose out front should have told
you. Yeah, the moose out front is America's favorite family fun park is closed for 2 weeks. Sorry. That's Harold Ramis. And then also Harold Ramis, after they get arrested and Eddie Bracken is standing there and he's Roy Wally, you can hear Harold Ramis not using a voice go, "We're all finished up here, Mr. Wally. You want us to take him downtown and book him?" That's Harold Ramis, which not doing a voice, and it escapes so many people.
One, two, three, five. Meet up with Sam after the show. He'll tell you more of this stuff.
Yep. I'm going to have a whole sit down.
It's like his version of close-up magic.
Cameron will start Dark Side right
as
when Sam starts telling you where Harold Ramis is.
Just have an innocent conversation about a film or a filmmaker and then watch out for the facts.
All the directors who do their own voiceover work in their movie. Dave Mickey Evans did it for The Sandlot. That's right.
What happened?
Oh, you're interested in this one?
Why did everybody gasp?
Dave Mickey Evans, who wrote and directed The Sandlot, is the voice of the older version of Thomas Greery's character. That's how I got us into the biggest pickle.
Wait, where did that one come from?
I was talking about directors who do voiceover work in their own films.
Oh.
What? That guy's
pick
in...
Pick a new category.
Wait, the guy who directed Sandlot was on Vacation?
Yes.
I'll stop paying attention.
Can we play one more round of Leonard Maltin for fun?
Yeah.
Can I say what my favorite...
I hate that I like Some Kind of Wonderful. For some reason, I can watch that one from beginning to end whenever it's on.
You just like sexy Leah Thompson.
Well,
she was cute in that, and Mary Stuart Masterson was that cute kind of fantasy of like, oh, she plays the drums and fixes cars, but she's still fucking cute.
Yeah.
And what's his name had like a linen jacket, the bad guy, and it was classic.
Yeah, it was pretty.
I was gonna say my favorite is Dutch.
Ed O'Neill.
No one gives a shit.
Ed O'Neill.
I'm the only one, but it's fucking Ed O'Neill. And then to tie it back around is the one who plays the fucking son in Vegas Vacation.
That's right. That's Ethan Embry, credited then as Ethan Randall. And can I tell you a crazy Dutch story?
Can you tell it to us in English?
Yes, you're going to like this one.
The guy from The Sandlot did voiceover in Dutch when they were in the diner and they were like, pancakes. And the other guy was like, pancakes, please. That was the guy who directed The Sandlot.
Yeah.
Right?
You're going to like this one.
You know Sam's is going to be better than yours, right?
So Dutch, starring Ed O'Neill and Ethan Embry, then credited as Ethan Randall. He was just like 13 or 14 years old, and he shoots this movie with Ed O'Neill. The movie comes out, doesn't really do well box office wise. Ed O'Neill does not see the kid or hear from him for over almost 20 years. And then in the mid-2000s, ABC brought back Dragnet and called it L.A. Dragnet. And they hired Ed O'Neill and Ethan Embry to play the two leads. And day one of production, Embry shows up to say, "Hey, can you believe it, Ed? We're back together." And Ed O'Neill is like, "I don't know who you are." Who's Ethan Embry? I work with Ethan Randall 20 years ago. He's like, "It's me. I'm all grown up now." And Ed O'Neill was like, "How about that? Well, let's shoot the show now. Not awkward at all."
Pancakes, please.
Sam gets to pick a category.
All right.
Celebrating a birthday today on Doug Benson Day is the great John Cusack is celebrating a birthday.
Johnny Q.
He's off somewhere being miserable about something. And
as is his wont.
Another category is the El Duderino category, which is seven words or more in the title.
Okay.
Because it's, you know, if you're not into the whole brevity thing. And then hold on to your potatoes! And that, of course, is films set in Ireland.
Well, I gave you shit for that the last time it came up, so let's go with that.
Oh, you liked Ireland?
Yeah,
thing?
Let's give it.
All right.
Let's do Ireland.
Oh, we got to wait till next year for Cusack. God damn it.
It's coming to you next, Jeff.
He's just got too big a body of work.
Jeff's next, and then Cameron. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1975.
Perfect.
Yeah, he says about this movie that it is exquisite. Mm-hmm. And he also says that it is deliberately paced, but never boring. And he lists, which is what I aspire to be. He lists 7, 9, 11, 12 names, it looks like. A whopping 12 names. Yeah, 12.
Yeah, I will take all 12.
Take them all.
I will.
Sam, take them.
11.
Name that movie.
Oh, Cameron, very strategic in this round that doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You lost already. Pass me that name tag so I can get the shithead off the back, Cameron. And same with, I don't need yours, Jeff, because you
this
won.
This is Sam's.
Oh, okay, that's Sam's. Nice. Oh, he even took the thing off for me. Thank you. Here we go. Okay. That could have taken longer, probably.
I saw both of the shitheads, and I'm going to say preemptively, I really, really love the theme.
Oh, okay.
So they're both tied together in a great way that no one listening to the podcast is going to care about, but you people in this room, fucking fully on board.
They should, you guys in the future, just write, don't only, not only don't read the shithead, but don't go off about what the shitheads
are. You know
are.
What? Fucking, sir, I've already lost. I don't give a shit now.
All right, here's the names that you get. He gets, how many does he get? 11?
He gets 11 of 12.
11 of 12. Okay, well, this is a big waste of time. Here we go. Michael Hordern. Marie Keene. Leonard Rossiter, Andre Morel, Frank Middlemass, Murray Melvin, Guy Hamilton, Stephen Berkoff, Hardy Kruger, Patrick McGee.
Ooh, Patrick McGee.
Patrick McGee. And Marissa Berenson. Only one name remains in this movie that Leonard gave 3.5 stars because it's exquisite. And it is deliberately paced, but never boring.
Well, while you're thinking on it, Patrick McGee played, he's credited as conspirator, I think, in... oh, no, he's not conspirator, that's John Savinant. He's in A Clockwork Orange. He's the guy who poisons Malcolm McDowell because he raped his wife. Spoiler alert? Was there a gasp? 1971, I think we're in the clear.
Patrick McGee has the most made-up Irish name of all time. Oh, I'm Patrick McGee. Look at me. I'm fucking Irish over here. Is the movie called... 1975?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to need another minute. Is it called... Leap Year?
It'd be amazing. It'd be so amazing if Jeff Tate said out loud right then the name.
Wait, what's the first, who's the first build?
That's how you're going to show off on this one?
No,
you already won!
Naming it, would I give
I
you one win. More
you
name?
You lost, but you won.
I just like playing the game, so does the audience.
You're right, Jeff won, and now he's, all right.
The top build person is Ryan O'Neill. Oh. And the movie is called
Barry Lyndon.
Barry Lyndon. Yeah, Barry Lyndon. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's
you were like also one. A Kubrick. Both Kubricks. That's why Patrick McGee's in both.
Yeah, well, we've finally got rid of that hold on to your potatoes category.
Ugh.
And I thank you very
those
much for that.
Those potatoes are rotten.
I really wanted it to be Far and Away, which obviously was not 75, but I'm pretty sure that takes both place in both Ireland and Oklahoma.
Okay.
Right? Doesn't it?
Yeah. No.
Land run and
let's,
shit.
Let's run that by... let's...
Cusack would have been a fun category.
We all heard it, right? We heard what he said. So we can leave it at that.
Yeah.
Do you got any plugs, Cameron?
This very week, I'll be at the Ludiman Comedy Club right here in Oklahoma City. July 3rd through the 7th or something. And then July 26th, I will be at the Gathering of the Juggalos. Not joking. and that's somewhere in the middle of nowhere outside of Columbus, Ohio. So
is Mrs. Potato Dick performing again this year? Sure.
If she's wearing clown makeup, absolutely she is.
Jeff, what do you got coming up, buddy? Jeff Tate.
I'm going to be July 10th through 13th, Cincinnati.
Are you going to be in Columbus, Ohio at all?
No.
Then what the fuck did you just yell out Columbus for, guy in the crowd?
The guy's just being hopeful.
July.
Just yelling out cities that it's not even...
I know, we're all bummed he won't be in Columbus, guys.
They have a table, I don't.
Yeah, we're also, our drinks are filled with water.
That's what I call a party fuck-up.
Hey, I got more plugs. July 3.
WT fuck, man.
July 3, 4, and 5, I'm at Winston-Salem, North Carolina at the Laughing Gas. Is the name of that club?
That can't be true.
I didn't name it. It's got a dumb name.
Find out the real name, you guys, on the internet, and then go to that place.
So come see me at Cincinnati or Winston-Salem. My album comes out July 8th, Just Another Clown. And I got a podcast now where I talk about Cheers. It's called Afternoon, Everybody. The second episode...
Hi!
The second episode will be up Monday.
She's passed out at this point. Not responding anymore. Sam, where can people see you your thing?
Yeah, 5 minutes after this show's out, I'm going to be hosting a second show in the back where I talk about directors doing weird stuff in movies that nobody asks questions about. And also, you can see me every Sunday on KevinPollocksChatShow.com. We're on Hulu, Earwolf, iTunes, YouTube. I don't know.
All that stuff. So many devices, you can't even keep track.
Can't even keep track.
Of which ones you're on. There's way too many. Los Angeles, Getting Dug with High, live at Largo, once again, July 14th. It's going to be an amazing lineup of people getting high for your viewing pleasure. And thank you for first time. I think we got through this pretty awesomely, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Oklahoma City.
Let's do it again next year. Sunday, June 28th, Doug Benson Day, 2015 Wolf of Wall Street Fight Terminator 2 Judgment Day. .. And thank you to all of my guests, Sam Levine, Jeff Tate, Cameron Buchholz. And we'll see you guys at the next show. I'm going to try to get all these guys to do a little stand-up for you in the next show. It'll be a lot of fun. But as always, get that guy his prizes. Good call. He's still got the mask on, too. That guy's super committed. Wow. Okay, these do have a theme. Cameron was right. Mary Fallon is a shithead. Christina Fallon's headdress is a shithead.